Rach. And then Shmuel, I don't know. The Marsha, I couldn't read, so I'm going to skip the Marsha. So let's just read the Rach, and then there's the Rush. There's a famous...
I didn't send the Marsha.
You didn't send the Marsha? Who sent the Marsha?
I'm guilty.
You're guilty. Okay, I keep on getting mixed up. It's SZ or something.
Yeah, I guess Sandy. I guess Sandy and Shmuel sound similar.
All right, I'm sorry. Anyway, I apologize, but I'm not sure what he meant. So, okay. Anyway, let's finish Rush. And there's the famous cash on the Rush, which I think everyone asks. Everyone, a few people ask, and then we'll go right there. We go.
So, why according to the Rush did the Gemara say before the Gemara said Kedra Papa by Lekeach? If the Gemara is going to switch off Lekeach, the Gemara shouldn't answer because of Lekeach. Lekeach is really going to be a bad answer, a Havamina, and then we're going to start the real answer. Why would the Gemara before say because of Lekeach? How do we find Lekeach? Lekeach is not a good answer.
Okay. You stop me. But I guess it's not such a stumping kasha. Rapapa obviously answered Lekeach, so he answered it.
Was saying like the Gemara later on. Rashi points Ravina, out like Lekeach.
Ravina gives a different answer. It's a machlekes Rapapa and Ravina. Rapapa obviously thought Lekeach is a good answer.
Rava doesn't play with that answer, right?
I don't know about that. According to Rapapa, it's a machlekes Ravina and Rapapa, Pshan and Rava. Ravina obviously thought that Lekeach is a good answer. What does he do with the Gemara's Kasha? I don't know. But he must have had a way out of the Gemara's Kasha, because otherwise Ravina doesn't make any sense. Ravina must have had some approach. Maybe that's what you should ask me. That if the Gemara's answer of Ravina doesn't answer for Lekeach, so then what in the world was Rav Papa thinking? How did Rav Papa answer Lekeach? According to our gears, Rav Papa answered Lekeach. The Gemara had a kash on him. Ravina answers, but according to the other gears, the Rax gears, what was Rav Papa thinking? Obviously, he must have had some answer to the question. Adam, I was answering, thinking like Ravina. So then, that's not what Ravina's saying. What?
No, but isn't it? I mean, don't we have that in the Gemara constantly? Then a Gemara gives an answer, we have a kasha on it, and the Gemara says Ella, which basically we were not able to find an answer for that.
Okay, but here it's a little worse because the question is like so obvious. The question is, Ibid Okeach, my time is Rabbanan, but my time is Rav Yosi, a few Bishop Yerkanai. Like, it's such an obvious question. So, okay, so it's like sometimes they have a kasha there from Bikias. Brisa, you could say, but this is like such a, you know, obviously Rav Papa had some answer. Okay, so I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. But Lemaisa, what it does mean is, I'm just answering Shmuel's question. So Rav Papa is a real person. Rav Papa is a real Amira. Rav Papa won't say that Ravina is right and he's wrong. Rav Papa says he's right and Ravina is wrong. So the Gemara definitely had a right to say before, like Rav Papa. Because it's even better, because the Gemara before was defending Rav Papa's understanding in Rava. So they're saying, just like Rav Papa, who defended this understanding in Rava by making it Okimta Lekeach over here, he'll make it Lekeach, defend Rava, his understanding in Rava, with an Okimta of Lekeach over there. It's very good.
No, but here, let's say Rav Papa would come back and say, you know what, you stumped me, I'm retracting, I'm chayza bi. I think the Gemara could have answered previously, k'damar Rav Papa b'lekeach, because the only problem we have with Rav Papa's answer b'lekeach is that in this particular case, it doesn't work. We have no problem with the fact that he's establishing an ukimta that is far-fetched. Okay. That we don't have a problem with. So that the Gemara can borrow earlier and say, just like Rav Papa said b'lekeach. And you have no problem with the fact that it's a far-fetched ukimta. You had a problem that...
I agree with you also. But I happen to think what I said is still right. That Rav Papa didn't make a mistake. The Gemara's question on Rav Papa is so obvious that it can't be that Rav Papa didn't think of it. So obviously Rav Papa has some answer to it. We don't know what
Ravina wouldn't ask. Ravina wouldn't ask. Rabbi's saying Ravina would not ask, would not say Elwa Am Ravina with the Gemara, prior Gemara. He would dafka say it here. based on these questions, he would dafka say it here and not prior.
No, I didn't say that. I don't know why. There's no prior. It could have said it prior also.
But it doesn't.
Because before we didn't have it, we didn't slug up Rapapa. We had valid answers to defend Rava, but now we got stuck because the Gemara asked two kashas and Rapapa. They have no answer for it. Gemara doesn't give an answer to defend Rapapa. The Gemara leaves Rapapa shver. So that's why Ravina gave his pshat, because Rapapa's pshat got slugged up. So he had no Brera. Ravina, in his mind, thought there's no Brera. Now we say, what did Rapapa hold? Obviously, Rapapa had some Brera. But Ravina held like the Gemara, the Mashmalos of the Gemara, that there's no Brera. And therefore, Rapapa, you have to switch Pshat and Rava.
But ask the question. Ibali, Keach, what's the my time of the Rabbanan? Ask the same exact question by Elon. Ibali, Keach.
No, we don't have the same kasha by Elon.
By
Elon. Because Ibel Keah, because by over there, I got the cheshbon mixed up, and over there by Ian on the other guy said okay, we got
the kasha was in within Rabbanon over there. The kasha was
about Rabbanon. We asked about Ibel Keah.
Who was the Lokeach? Excuse me. Who was the
Lokeach? So that's Tysus on the bottom. That brings a Rach gear. So he does bring other gears. I wasn't sure if Rebbe wants to go there. But I'm saying without other gears, that's Rashi. Rashi says the Lokeach, that was about Rivam and Rashi that we had. But either way, whatever you want to say, whoever the Lokeach was, whoever the Lokeach is about Elam, whatever that is.
Oh, so it's completely different because if the Lokeach over there is here, the problem is that if it's totally Bereshus, so why is he being Marchik? But over there, take care of the Mazik is not Bereshus Lokeach.
But if you go with Rashi and that the Lokeach is the Mazik, then why should he have to move back in 100% Rishus? Why should it be on a Mazik?
He doesn't have to move back. He doesn't. In the case of Elon, he doesn't have to move back.
He does. It's Almaz. It is Almazik Laharchik.
No. It's not. Over there, the case is that in Baal HaIlan Kadam, Lo Yikots. Yeah, and the Gemara wants to know, how was he able to be Kadam? So we say, Belokeach, because he did it Bereshus Beheter.
Okay.
There's no Rabbi Yossi involved in that step over there.
But according to Rabbanan, would have to be. Why wouldn't he have to be Marchik?
Hafsan Meruba.
Yes, we might as well come on to have some room. I don't know. Maybe that's good for the point. Right. Maybe that's Rach's kasha.
Let me go by it. Okay, so let's go back. I don't remember that Gemara of Elon. You can't decide to be Gemara of Elon's. Okay, let's go back to the Rush. So let's read the Rach inside. So he says, he brings Rashi's Gerusha. And he says, Rav Alphys has the same Gerusha. The kasha, the Gerusha Zoo. So even though he Kuba asked this a line ago, but he doesn't seem to like the answer. So he says, hey, we don't find that Beheter Gomer, you have to be Marchik. That we weren't sure what is the question because it's not logical, or is the question because of Elon, or is it both? The Lomis Taver is Mashmas a question in logic, but the Mashmas Elon is Mashmas a question from Bikias. Right? So we weren't sure yesterday. The Lomis Taver she Klaus she Archik Barmi Mashem of Kada Behetar Gomer. But okay, that sounds like he's asking me Svara. Then it is the Mishna Meida, and that's the Svara Kasha from Bikias. And also, that second Kasha he answered before a minute ago, that's Hefsim Meruba. So it's a little funny. I don't know. I suspect that the main Kasha is the Svara. And that's why he's not concerned with the answer of Hefsim Meruba. So no, Ms. Taver. It's not Ms. Taver. It's the Mishna Meida. I don't know why he's throwing that in. Okay, I don't know.
I'm saying without that svara, he would have to move back. Well, I don't know why I'm over. Without that svara, He would have to move back the tree.
Tavis is asking Akasha. According to Rashi, even though you're Beheter Gomer, you have to move. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Tavis is saying it's not Mistavra that you should have to move. Why? So it's because Tavis arguing. Is he arguing because he holds that it's not Mistavra? Because it's not Mistavra that a person who's Beheter Gomer should have to move? Or his question is, Biki is from Eden. So his Lushan is funny. Because first he says, Zelo Mistavra, which Mashma is that his question is from logic, but then he concludes that Mashma Me'ilan, which is Mashma, his question is from Bikias. And furthermore, there is no real question from Bikias because he just answered before that Elon is Hefsid Meruba. So it's not a good question from Bikias. So I don't know. My gut suspicion is that he does just means Mashma Me'ilan, but because logically it doesn't make sense. And he's not really asking from Eden, because Eden is Hefsim Meruba. He already said that. Okay, but I'm not sure. It's a little, his lashon is funny. Okay, that we have to have the cheshbon. I'm not. Okay, Arkein Yerik Yigeres is Rach, Rabbeinu Tam. El Amar Avina. You have to add the word Elo. Now we said we did this yesterday already that we don't think that their gerusa had loyim la b'lokeach, because it's one thing that there's a machlekes in gerusa, we have the word ed or not, they have all over the place machlekes if there's a word ed or not word ed, but it's a little daichek to say that his gerusa had three more words, and especially like I think Sandy pointed out yesterday that Tosfos when he quotes his gerusa doesn't have the gerusa la b'lokeach. So John is that the rush is just sticking in those words in the Gerasa. Adam Ravina. And what does that mean? Because Savi Rabbanan, Aramazik Laharchik Asmo. That the Rabbanan hold that the Mazik has to be Marchik Klomishashun Dovram Nizik. Because when did the Rabbanan say Aramazik Laharchik Asmo? I mean, what Rabbanan hold? I'm sorry, I'm not saying when. Rabbanan held our hamazik marchik. In other words, you thought that Rabbanan held, even if you're not a mazik, you have to be marchik. But no, the pshat and the Rabbanan is our hamazik marchik. Kloimar, kishayeshul davran nizik. The only time you have to be mazik marchik is when you're this davran nizik. The beinyan achron no mikri mazik. So that's what the words say. Ksaver Rabbanan, you have wrong pshat and the Rabbanan. Because Rabbanan, by Boer, the reason why they had to be Marchik is because you're a Mazik. Right? In other words, the Gemara, it knows this thing, to be in Yenachar on Mikri Mazik, that's not the Gemara's Chiddush. The Gemara is not being Mechadish, to be in Yenachar on Mikri Mazik, because then it's not in the words. They don't say anything. They just said, I'm Mazik Maharchik. But we don't know what's called the Mazik. So the Gemara always held in Svara. The Gemara and the Avmina thought that the Rabbanan hold, even if you're not a Mazik, you have to be Marchik. Because, so what if you're not a Mazik? But you have to be Marchik for the future. So the even though you're not called, you can't label you a Mazik, but you still got to be Marchik. Says the Gemara, no, you got Ruam Shan the Rabbanan. When the Rabbanan said you have to be Marchik, it's because you're a Mazik.
Why would the Gemara answer and bring in Rav Papa? Why wasn't the Gemara just say, very simple, there's no Nizik here. By Elon, there's no Nizik. Of course, Rava, no problem. Hey,
the Gemara held till now that Rava holds, even when there's the thing that you're damaging is not here yet, you're still usher because you put your boar. Rava says you can't put your boar next to the Meitzar, even though the other person didn't dig a boar yet. So that means that even though you're not a Mazik, because there's nothing to be damaged, but still Rava says you have to be Marchik, because you have to be concerned about the future. So therefore, the same thing would be true by all these other cases. You got to be move away, because you have to be concerned about the future.
Okay, now that we have the answer, I'm saying now.
Now? Yeah.
Now that we have the answer, the Rach is Mechadish and Milchidish, they're what? You're only a Mazik when there's a Nizik.
Right.
So it means all the cases in the Mishnah are Dafka. It's not Lav Dafka. The case of Mishnah is the Fabulka. It's all Dafka.
Right.
The question is, I'm asking about the case of the tree, the Gemara says that the reason why it has some Meruba, all these things are out the window. By the case of the tree, the reason Heichim Shkachas law is because there's no Nizik and there's no problem.
I don't want to go back to the tree, okay? I don't want to go back to go over all the Gemaras.
Well, look, the Gemara, that's the only Gemara that comes out because
okay, but let me leave him. Either the Gemara, I really don't have the Cheshbon, but either the Gemara is saying the Havino, or you're making a mistake in the Cheshbon. But I don't know, I don't have the Cheshbon, so well, it's one or two choices. The Manashach is good, okay. The Minyan Achra Mikri Mazik, the Chazer Bo Achra Miko Hani Shinuya to the Hill, the Shiny Hill, the Shiny Kaleka. Nami lo samach. The Rava Mother Abaya the Mutter Lismo. Heiko desa Darvan Nisik. The Mikri Mazik and the Kedisa the Darvan Nisik. The Shosha Simech. But I was also Lismo after Abana the Boar Dafka. Shum the Armory called Mara Mara Marvin say the Ari. Mikri Mazik after they Boar. Okay. Okay, so that's the Rach. Okay, so there's a tremendous kasha that everybody asks on the Rach. I don't know everyone. I think the Nesivis asked this kasha. And I think the, who else? It could be I forgot who else I saw ask the kasha. I'm sorry, my brain went blank. I don't remember who asked the kasha. Okay. The Rosh later in Eisvav. You look in the Rosh in Eisvav. Says the Yiftach Adam Nachta Chaneshon Nachtaimim Michel Sivoyim Tachas Aitza Shachaveiro. Beno Rabbis Bakker, Beno Rabbis Bakker. The M is behind it here, Beno Rabbis Bakker. So these things you can't do Tachas Aitza Shachaveiro. So if you recall the Gemara before, the Gemara quoted this Mishnah on the top of the page, and they asked the Kasha and Rava, right? Because the Gemara said, "Where's the Gemara?" Sorry. Gemara asked, here it is. In the middle, about the third of my day on Yilches, time of the Ika Oitzer, Oleka Oitzer, Ovid. So the Gemara made a diik that it's only Oitzer if the Oitzer is there ready. But if you came first, then it's Mutter. According to Rava, it's Shver, because Rava holds, according to Abai, it's good. You come first, it's Mutter. But according to Rava, why is it mutter only if there's an oyster? I like oyster oven. According to Rava, it should be oyster. Even if there's no. If you didn't come first, it should be oyster. Even if you did come first, right? And for the Mara, deer is shiny. They're the special heter that even though it really should be oyster, even though you're coming first, deer is shiny. Because Ray Rashi says that a person needs to make these things that he needs. So Zayin and Rebbe's Bakr, they're part of your Dira, and therefore we were Mako. So according to Rava says that if you come first, it's Aser. And here it says if it's Kodemes, it's Mutter. Must be because the Dira is shiny. Right,
Wasn't that before Ravina's answer?
Right. I know. Right. So the Rush quotes this Gemara. The Rush and the Gemara. The Rush quotes where Tanya, if you look at the Rush, and Eisvav, in Rabbis Bakr called him the Otzer Mutter, Ava got the Ave Gira Delay, Yishum, the deer is shiny. Oh, so you got the right question. So everyone. The Sivis, I'm pretty sure, asked the Kasha that The Rosh, the Gemara only had to say Dira Shiny to explain this Mishnah according to Rava. According to Abaya, it's simple. Because if you come first, you're not a Mazik. You're not to come first.
And now we're saying that in Rava also.
Now, the Rav says that Rava agrees to Abaya. And the Rosh himself said, Alkei Nira Kigersis Rach. So the Rosh said that the Rach is right. The Rosh said the Rach is right. So if the Rosh says that the Rach is right, so there's no need for Dira Shiny. It's simple. When you build, if the other guy's not here yet, what are you doing? You're making the ref is bot there. You're not doing anything. There's no hezek.
Yes, because it could be just like bar. It could be just like bar, because when you bring the refes or the hevel there and he tries to bring in an oitzer, it's already going to be damaged. Just like by the bar, even if it's not there.
Can't you say this is before the Ella? Just structurally, why can't you say this is before the Ella? That Gemara was before the Ella.
But this is the Rosh, it's the Halacha. The Rosh already said, an Ice Gimel, he said the Iker is like Rabbi, like the Gerst of the Rach. And we're reading the Rosh in Ice Vav. The Rosh in Ice Vav quotes Dira Shiny. So why in the world, either the Chodesh Shal Naftoimim, Tachas Oitra Shal Chaveiro,
at the stage when they asked the kasha, that was the answer.
I understand,
and Mabela, that answer, he holds that svara still stands.
Because the Gemara only gave that answer to defend it according to Rava. But now the Gemara's maskana is that that's not shot in Rava. So the Rosh, who is a halacha sefer, and is throwing you aliba the emes, so there's no reason why the Rosh should say Dira Shiny.
Right? You don't see Dira Shiny is wrong.
What? Yes, it is wrong. Because you don't need Dira Shiny, because even if it wouldn't be Dira Shiny, it would be Mutter, because you're allowed to be Simech.
You don't need it, but when the Gemara asked the Kasha,
you don't need it, so it's not Dira Shiny. This Sheker, Dira Shiny means it's a special Heter because of Dira. Not a special hetter because of Dira. Even if it would be Dira, let's say there's not a need for Dira. You need a refis bugger, you're doing it for fun. It's not part of your Dira. It would also be Mutter, because it's required to Rava, you're allowed to be Simech if the other guy's not here yet. So it wants, according to Gemara's Maskana, so you don't need, it's not true. You don't need it, and it's not true. It's not Dira Shiny.
Rebbe, just 2 points. Number one is the ones I said before. It could be it's just like by bar, because Lamaisa it does damage already. He can't bring an oitzer once he has the hevel.
That's by every case you have that same thing, but there's no damage. There's not damaging anything yet. There's no oitzer. There's nothing to get damaged.
Now the other person can't bring the oitzer there.
That's by
right?
Every because... single case of Rava, and we're saying that we don't care about that. It's only if your mom is your mazik the ground. But the fact that because you're there, I won't be able to come. So the chayra, that's in every single case. Every case is like that.
By bar, we say over there, even though the bar is not there, and he's doing it on his side, right?
Because he's say that... making the ground softer. Call mara, arpilena, ara. He's softening the ground.
And what happens when he softens the ground?
So that's the mamish mazik. You're making my ground. Where's ground? I had ground that was roy for a boar, and now you transformed my ground, and you made my ground not roy for a boar.
So you is a nizik? Is that called nizik? Is that called a nizik? There is a nizik there?
That's what the Rosh said before, that you only call the mazik if there's a dabra nizik. And the only reason by Bor is called Komara Mara Marpelela Are. That's what he said beferish.
Oh, so there is a nizik. It's an apple piece like a bar. Is this Lashon?
I've got the other boy. Behold, the coming Rava. Time of the Komara Mara. I'll even the Rav Yaisi. Love the Avka. I'll come Rav Yaisi. But it's because of because of Komara Mara. So it's the Rosh says the Feirish that by Bor, the only reason why it's also by Bor is because Komara Mara. Without Komara Mara, it wouldn't be also by Bor.
Yeah, but back in that sugya, I already quoted the Pula Harifta over here, that he is equating the from the Refes Bakar to Komara Mara, that he says that the stench, the smell goes into the walls right away, and he says that it's Daimah. So it seems like maybe that's what he's trying to answer the Pula Harifta.
Okay, so the Pula Harifta answers the Kasha, the Kimish Harifas, Masriach Lalia. Have a goddam and goddamranizik, she will oyser, oyser. So the Pepuda Harif is answering this question that he says, I came to the Rebbe Shmasriach Lalia. Have a goddam and goddamranizik, she will oyser. So that means that he's only saying this by Rebbe's Bacher, because Rebbe's Bacher, he goes, it really stinks up the aliyah. So it makes that the aliyah is not really for an oitzer.
As I just read, and Rebbe said he doesn't, we don't care because Almighty is not there. It's not there.
It's like when I make your ground not Roy for a boar, so I made your aliyah not Roy for an oitzer. I changed your aliyah. I made your aliyah smelly. So that I put the smell into your wood. So the according to the Pupura Harifta, it's not shver, because according to the Peru Pupura Harifta, that the board is that the Revis is Masriya Lalia. Aba Bigada Dain Enkandavran Nazik, Shua Oitzer. Uriya Rabia Barna Makri Mount Sheshkandavran, then the Hokalia. So he's saying, he's answering this kasha. So why isn't this such a good answer? Because it comes out, according to this, you only need Dira Shiny. I have to give those a cheshbet. That means you only need Dira Shiny by Rebbe's Bucker, but by Chanas shall nachtaimim and mishal tzvoim. You don't need dirashani anymore, because there, you're not doing any hezek right now. Because there, you're not doing any hezek. You're just, because it's only heat. You can't say the heat goes into the walls. The Maisa Rashi learned.
The Daikonami is that even according to Abai, we need it.
Oh, Rashi learned that even
because he says that the Daikonami is that we need the Dira Shiny regardless, not only because of our question, we need this Dira Shiny concept regardless.
Why?
Because why point it out? Because why point it out here?
Daikonami. The Clevis asked the Kasha, what does Abai do with this?
Maybe Rush argues with that Tysis.
One second. We got the Cheshbin. Again, the Cheshbin here. Where is this Gemara? Gemara says, if the Chanashon Akhtar doesn't die, Oshachavero. No, Rev is Bakr. So Rashi learned Rev is Bakr. Well, Rashi. Tysus learned Rev is Bakr.
Next Tysus, the Mice Rev is Bakr.
I think the key in Rashi is the Daikonami. When the Gemara says Daikonami.
One thing I'm just looking at. Kudon. One second, I'm sorry. Where's the Rashi? It's there. So Rashi says, Refus Bozer, Harea Koshanam. Rashi says that that's Harea. The Tosis, someone disagreed, no? Rashi said, Refus Bozer is Harea.
And Tosis says, I think it's the heat, the Hevel.
Right, Tosis said, where's his Tivis? I just couldn't find it now.
The second
time was
on the blog.
Adam, Chashanat.
I said, but he's not even talking about Rafa's Baka.
Maybe we should have Ashing Ashing Ashing.
We've been a garrison,
the next Tysis. Tyvis says, Vakam Ashman on the Havla Koshila Oitzer. So Tyvis is Mashma. Ben Gershom says it's Havo. And Tyvis Ha, Mashma is also saying it's Havo. Because he said, Vakam Ashman on the Havla Koshila Oitzer. So if it's because of the smell, so then you couldn't say that. I mean, you could say a different thing. You could say the smell is kosher to Eitzer. I said we were worried about the Gersa, Tysis, the back chain of the Havla, the Hani. But you see from Tysis, Halakha, that he's learning that because of the Havla, the heat. So what the Rabbein, the Buddha Charifta has to do is he has to be saying that the rush is holding like Rashi and not like Tysis. That itself is somewhat daichik. But okay. So the Gemara says, again, I get the Cheshman, the Rabbeinu Gershon says clearly that that's a hevo of the zavo. Okay.
So, why isn't it the diuk? The Tysus before the diuk. Why does the Bryce have to point out? They're always mutter.
Okay, I don't know. The type is asakash and abaya too. So,
so maybe the Rush are good for arguing that.
I don't know. Why should he argue? Why make him argue?
Whatever Tysus Havmita was.
Okay, in other words, so let's just go over again. One second. I'm just trying to remember what we said. That the Rabbeinu, there's a kasha, that the Nesivis has a kasha. That what's, I think it's a Nesivis kasha. Why does the Rush need Dirashini? Since we're holding like Rava, Rava agrees to Abaya now, he shouldn't need Dirashini. So the Pupula Charifta's answer, he answers this kasha by saying that the Rush agrees with Rashi, not like Tysus, that the Hezek is the smell. And since the Hezek is the smell, so the smell goes into the walls and it makes that the walls are not roy for a oitzer. Therefore, therefore, yeah. So we had a problem. So I think the problem we had is that the Purpura Charifta, the Char is against the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara again. The Gemara says on Yudches Amid Aleph, Tashman, I'm going to read the Gemara again. So Yiftach Adam Chanesh Shal Nachtaimim Mishal Tzivoyim Tachas Eitz Mishal Shal Chavero Vino Rafis Fucker Taima the Ega Oyster, an Ega Oyster Abedira.
Abed.
1 second. So the Gemara's Kasha is on Rava. Why do you say that it's Mutter, an Ega Oyster Abedira?
Abed.
Why is it Mutter? It should be Mutter. It says Dira is shiny. That really, Dira is shiny. So Dira is shiny. And that's why it's Mutter. Dekanami, Donyala, and Hoysa Rebbe's Bucker called Demesa Oyser Mutter. So now, how does this Dekanami prove Dira is shiny? Because it says, "Emhaisa Rebbe's Bakar called them as a Eiser Mutter." So Emhaisa Rebbe. So how does that prove anything? So Rashi says, "Emhaisa." Rashi says, "Tavis also explained what's the Gemara's Raya." So why does it say here, "Emhaisa called them as"? Mashma, everywhere else. If it was Kaldemes, it would be Aser. So you have to say Dira Shiny, right? That's what Rashi said, right? I think so. Rashi said, Dekanami, Toyale, Dahish, in my turn, Kaldemes, Aser Mutter. Kushaka, Kosma, Tony Hoki, Shmami Hoki, Shim, the Dira Shiny. It has to be here, it's a special Eter. But the other cases is not true. But according to in other words, because otherwise, what's your kiddush over here? Moisa dira called that the oyster mutter. Moisa says that. And it doesn't say this anywhere else. Must be it's only over here.
That wouldn't make sense in the Rach anyways.
According to I'm sorry, I'm losing the cheshbon. But the Gemara brings the Nami, Deka Nami. Then Tony Moshe Rebbe's Bakar called Demes. So the question is, the way Tavis explains the Gemara, why does the Gemara say this only here? It should have said it everywhere else.
Tavis or Rashi?
Well, let's do Tavis.
So no, okay.
Why did it say it here? It should have said it everywhere else. Must be that everywhere else is Mutter, and over here there's a. Everywhere else is Aser.
No, Tosos was slightly different. That why does it say it over here? It should say it in other places and here.
Okay, right. So it must be that it said it only over here because only over here is Mutter. Right. But if you then Davis, so, but according to the what's his name, the Pilpuna Charifta, the reason why it said it over here is because. You're being mazik the walls now. There's no dekanami, because over here, this is a case of when you're mazik in the present. Everywhere else, you're not mazik in the present. There's no dekanami. I mean, we say, why did it say it everywhere else? Why did it say it everywhere else? Start to tell you here a chiddush. Taking the time, Hoyser Rabbit's body goes down with himself. It says it here at Chiddush, that even though you're being masik the wall, it's still mutter. So again, so that was, and that Guba must be, because Dira is shiny. Trying to keep the measurement. So it must be. In other words, we're taking a time, Hoyser Rabbit's body called Damas, and everywhere else, it doesn't say it. The Habeh Ashmina Bishar must be Bishar is Aser. So we're saying now, though, we're saying now that Shar is also Mutter, and only over here it should be Aser. I don't have the Cheshbon. I don't have the Cheshbon. I'm sorry. There is acquainted that Rabbeinu, the Pilpul HaKarif, does the economy make sense? Why is the Rabbi's book called Demis HaOtzer Mutter?
Yeah, but because Adrabba, we're matter it. Over here, it should be more humble. We should answer it even more.
Because it's a smell. So the economy...
We're matter it anyway, but it's not a de economy.
Yeah,
the whole economy assumes they're equal. Once you make them unequal and you make this worse, then the Mishnah had to tell us.
I mean the Gemara. Right, now that we already knew the Diak. Time of the Ika Aitzer, Halaka Aitzer is Mutter. Time of the Ika Aitzer, Halaka Aitzer, it's Mutter. So they say, Dekanami. It says in Moisa Rabbis Bakar called Demis Aitzer's Mutter. So okay, so that's right. It's a big chiddush that in Moisa Rabbis Bakar called Demis. Even though you're doing the Hezek now, it's Mutter. That's because of Dirashani. So
not necessarily Dirashani. It could be other reasons. We can't prove the Irishani just because this is more chamor. Once this is more chamor, then the Mishnah had the right to pick this case to tell you everything is mutter.
Okay.
The deik of the Irishani is only if everything's equal. And the only difference here is Dira. If everything's equal, and this is Dira, so why do you pick this case? Must be it's only here because the Irishani. If there's a different chamor over here, I'm not challenging the halacha. The Mishnah can be matter everything. But if this is more chamor, like the Pulach Harifta says, so there's no raya for the fact that we chose this case, the Dirashana. That's Rebbe's kasha.
I don't remember the kasha. I remember there was a kasha, but I don't remember what it was. What was the kasha?
Sounds like the Dekanami is based on the fact that everything is equal, and we only will matter this case because Dirashana. Otherwise, why single out this case?
Yeah.
That's before the Pulach Harif comes along. And that would all be good if not for the fact that the Rosh brings in this case post Rabbeinu Chanan. Once the Rosh brings in this case post Rabbeinu Chanan, forcing the Pekul Charifta to make this case more strict. So if it's more strict, then there's no raya anymore that we pick this case and I'm not to this case only because of Dira. We pick this case because it's the most strict. We have to tell you, even this case is mutter.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it mutter?
I don't know why it's mutter. They're all mutter.
Oh, this case, Dira Shiny. That's why it's mutter.
The raya wasn't from the fact that
it's mutter. By bar, if it's just like bar, it's just like mutter. Bar, wouldn't be mutter.
The Gemara is the way Tavis learns the raya. Maybe Rashi also is, why'd you pick this case, and why'd you pick every other case? So you're saying, according to the Rabbein, to the Pupula Charifta, that's a silly question. There's no raya. We picked this case. Because this case has this is mamish, you're doing hezek now. So this is much, much worse. I could pick any other case. Here you're mamish doing hezek now. We never, that this is a special case that you're doing hezek now.
Yeah, we're going to matter it because of Dira Shiny, right? So Dira Shiny, right? A very good proof.
Well, the fact that I don't think the proof to Dira Shani was the fact that it's mutter. That was the Gemara's first proof.
I understand, but we're coming.
Terrace is Dirashani. You can't bring that deer to your terrace.
Even a better Gasha. The Gemara asked a Gasha from here on Rava. The Gemara and Abaya did not ask a Gasha. Why did the Gemara ask a Gasha and Abaya? If the Pupuna Charifta is right, so why did they ask a Gasha and Abaya?
What's the Gasha and Abaya?
How are you allowed to go ahead and make the Refes Boker? Time of the Goitzer, Haleka, Oitzer, Mutter. Why is it Mutter? You're smelling up the walls.
What the Abaya is
not just like he's out there with a bar.
Abaya is.
Either he doesn't hold up the Komar Omar, huh? So he's not going to hold up the fact that he, you know, you're smelling up the wall. Or even if with the Mara Omara, for some reason, he's still.
Like he doesn't hold the Komar Omara, he won't hold the smelling up the walls. What does one thing have to do with the other?
Well, either because he doesn't hold of them, or he holds that although they exist, they're not, you know, they're not an issue.
In other words, it's the same type of svar. As according to what we're saying, about
Tysus and Deka, Rabbi, this is Tysus and Deka. Yes, it's
another. No. One second, please. You're saying Abaya holds, according to the Rach, you have the Abaya doesn't hold the Komar Omara. So you're saying just like Abaya won't hold the Komar Omara, he's not going to hold of the Pupula Charifta Svara either. That's what you're saying.
I mean, structurally, all he had to do, all the Pupula Charifta had to do, was bring it up to the level of Bar. And Bar is where Abaya was matter.
Yeah, but Barship Shad, there's a special, I mean, everything has a different Metzius. Okay, Abaya doesn't care about Karmara Mara, but smelling up walls. Like we have to know why is there a machlokes between Abaya and Rava that Rava holds that Komar Amara is called a hezek in the present according to the Rach. What's the machlokes Abaya and Rava? Rava holds that Komar Amara makes it a hezek in the present because you're damaging the ground. Abaya says that's not called damage. So the same machlokes they would argue. Whether making walls smell is also Abaya would say that's not, whether that's called the damage.
There's nothing wrong with smelly walls unless you're making an oyster.
Well, yeah. So
Rabbi, doesn't Tysus say these words with tame of the living Bisharak is Nami Mutalism?
Right, that's because it's Giri delay, but not the
guy. And it's the same structure, right? He's asking the same cash in the same structure, right?
Okay, but Tybus is asking us gear delay, and we're asking us to put a charifta. That is because, in other words, I'm just wondering. Okay, we're wondering out loud. Is that according to the Rach that the machlekes Rav and Abaya is in whether Komara Mara is called your mazik now? So would they also argue whether making walls sinking is called mazik now?
Well, if it's a machlekes and mitzias. That Rava holds a Kolmara Omara is Marpila Laare, and Abaya holds not, then it's very hard to connect the two. If he agrees to whatever Rava says it does, he agrees that it does, but he holds that that is not considered a mazik yet, that could be transferred to.
In other words, Abaya holds that making wall dirt softer is not called a hezek yet because this is no bore. So therefore, you're saying making walls sinking is not a hezek yet because there's no oitzer. So gufa that's gufa the machlokes whether doing, you know, that's what you want to say. They're the same machlokes. So the Gemara's kasha was that according to Abaya, it's good. According to Rava, it's shver. According to Abaya, it's good because. Just like Abaya doesn't hold the Komar Amara, he won't have to hold of making the walls stinky. But according to Rava and Shver, the Gemara's answer is Dira Shiny.
Isn't that step somewhat Muchach and Papul Charifta? Because he also extends, he connects. To making the wall smell now, to Komar Omara. All the Rosh said was, Komar Omara, Rava Asers. So who told the Pul Charifta and making the wall smell now Rav Asr's, he obviously somehow equates those two. So it's not that much more difficult to say that Abayu is Mata one is Mata the other.
All right. Okay. It's a little chiddush. I mean, the reason to do it because the Gemara says Deganami. So Deganami means that it has to, you have to be even the Maskana true. That's probably what the Hechruch is. It says Deganami. The Moise Rebbe's book are called Demes Oitzer Mutter. So it's Mashma. It has to be even in the Maskana. Gemara has a Deganami. So once the Gemara, Taibis says that the day Ganami is fair on Abaya. But Abaya won't care. Abaya did not so much fall on the day Ganami. But the Gemara in Abaya says it's a day Ganami. So apparently that's the Rosh's Hechruch. So since it says day Ganami, so the Gemara is saying this is a good Raya. So therefore, at the end of the day, it's fair. If we're going to say that we're making Rava back to Abaya, so what do we do with the day Ganami? Teretz is because you have to say that here this is making Hezek in the present, and you even and even in Maskana you need the Svara of Dira Shiny. So the Rashi is very good. What?
That's not Rashi, right? That's not the Dei Ganami Rashi.
No, since they were saying the Rabbeinu Gershon is saying, I mean, the Pupur Harif, the same Pshah and the Rush, that the Rush understood that the hezek of Rebbe's Gaker is the smell, not like Taifis that says it's the heat, which is a little daichik. Taifis is going in Shitas Rashi, not in Shitas Taisis, because usually Taifis is about Taisis, he goes in Shitas Taifis. And he holds that this is also a Gira delay, and therefore, even in Maskana, that Rava is Maida Dorabaya, you need this Svara of Dira Shiny.
But how does that defend the Deikonami? If we say that defends why it's not a Kash on Abaya in the Gemara. But as far as the Deikonami, don't we need this case of Refus to be on par with all the others? Not like Bor?
No, because you what the Deikonami to the Svara of Dira Shiny could be. Because once you say that this is Mamish, you know, there's why is this Mutter and Bor is Aser?
That was the Gemara's original Akasha. The Gemara suggested the Roshani. You can't bring a Deikonami by repeating Akasha again.
You can't bring a Deikonami by repeating the Akasha again. That's just because why does it speak it out? So that's what Rashi and Toy say. Because why did you pick this case? Yeah, so.
So now I'll tell you why. Because this is like Maru Mara.
You picked this because this is like Maru Mara. So yeah, so good. So what?
So what's your Deikonami now?
So since it's like Mara Mara, so Haguva, so why is it Mutter?
But the Deikonami was not, I can't figure out why is Refus Mutter. I can't figure out, either. Oh, must be because of Dirashani. The Deikonami was, I suggested Dirashani one line earlier. Now I have another deal that my answer to the kasha of why this is Mutter of Dirashani is true. To what we're saying now, it sounds like, I'm going to say it again. I can't figure out why Refus Bakar is Mutter. Must be Dira Shani.
No, why did it pick Refus Bakar different than everything else?
Why you picked it or why it's Mutter? It's two different questions.
Why did it pick it?
Because it's called Mora Mora.
Because you have the Pupura Charitza Svara. So then what's the... So you have the Pupura Charitza Svara. So that's why you picked it. So he's saying, so you don't know what's the Deikonami? That's what you're asking.
I think that's what I understood.
I remember it was Shvir. I didn't just think about a month ago. I don't remember the Cheshbon. But I remember we thought out that the Pilpura Charifta was Shvir in the Deikonami. So you're saying, I only have the Cheshbon. So you're saying the Shvir guy is because we're the whole Kasha is, the whole Deikonami is, why did you pick this case? You should have picked any other case. Is it now required to Rabbeinu, to the Pupura Charifta? There's a reason why they picked this case. Because there's a tremendous chiddush in this case. Okay, why is it mutter? It's mutter for whatever reason we thought before it's mutter. Right? In other words, before we answered Dira Shiny, we thought it's mutter because we thought we passed in like Abaya. Abaya doesn't need Dira Shiny, L'chaira, right? Abaya L'chaira didn't need Dira Shiny. Abaya had an explanation that it's mutter because it's mutter. So the Gemara, the question is, why they picked this case? They picked this case because this is a Gira Delay case.
But you maybe it's that Kasha straight on the Rosh as well. The Baruchef is explaining more harichas, but the Rosh said the words, Refus Bakar Kaidim Laitz Mutter Afal P to have a Giri Delay. That's it, finished. Once you say an Afal P to make Refus Bakar a more strict case, whatever the Havana is, you've unequalized them. You unequalized them. You're Dekanami as well.
But that Shmuel was right. Tavis asked that Kasha. Tavis asked that Kasha and you'd pass some of that one. Dekanami, Diktani, Tavis asked that. But I this gear delay. But I thought that the pupul charifta like another problem.
But it's a similar problem to Tosa's problem, and just you know, with another chumrah that we find in it.
Right, but it's like a bigger problem.
The
problem is okay, gear delay. But this is like much worse. That it's you know there's if your mom is being massic in the present, That sounds much worse.
Gira delay only for Rabbi Yossi.
In Gira delay, when you're masik in the future, it's not so pusher that Gira delay. You know, that's okay. What did anyone know what the Nesivis answered? I think the Nesivis argues with the doesn't give his answer. He says that what happens if
you just prepared the Refus Bakar, you didn't put the Refus Bakar in.
He prepared the Refus Bakar.
So he says that over there, that's considered that you came first. That is different than everything else. Yeah, and therefore I need the Dira Shiny for that. That the reason why over here, when you just prepared, you didn't actually do it.
The Refus Bakar called them as the Chiddush is, even though you didn't actually do the Refus Bakar, you just prepared it.
And then need the Dira Shiny for that.
Because the Gemara doesn't discuss that case when you prepare the Refus Bakar. That's right. How did you remember the Nesivis? Good for you. Okay.
I still have the printout. We did it. We did part of it in Shir.
Okay. That's right. That's what he said. He said that the Gemara, in other words, he's probably not there like the Papuda Charifta, that it's the Hezek of the smell, whatever. He's learned the Parshup Shad as a Hezek is the heat. And then it's not Gira Delay. I mean, it's not Gomara Mara. There's no Hezek in the present. It's only Hezek in the future. So he says that there's a different Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even though you didn't prepare the Refus Bakar yet. Okay. Anyway. So and you didn't prepare the Refus Bakar. All right. So okay. So that was it. So the kasha we wanted to say and share a third answer, but I don't know. That's complicated. We wanted to say I wanted to say a different answer because we learned the Rabbeinu Gershon. I don't know if you remember. That Dira Shiny is not a reason, but it was a Siba. You know, there's since we saw Rabbeinu Gershon, we wanted to read, I think we did it in share here too, that Dira Shiny is a reason why the Rabbanan made everything else equivalent. Because they had to make they wanted Dira Shiny to be mutter, and therefore they had to figure out that making everything else, in other words, they made their din that you, because of Dira Shiny, that's why they made a din that you're only a chayiv if you're doing a hezek now, and that by boar you're doing hezek now. So Dira Shiny was the motivation, because we wanted to say that the takana has to be, they can't make a takana for Dira Shiny. Right? We were bothered by the Rabbeinu Gershon, why he had to speak out again, Rava Svara. I don't know if you remember That was a long time ago.
Rabbi said, there's the takana and then there's the tzura of the takana.
Right. So it said that the Rosh is saying that Dira Shiny is what motivated the reason. Because everyone has a gosh, I can say Dira Shiny. If it's Osir, it's Osir. You can't be Matter, Dira Shiny. But if it's, how can you be Matter and Isser because of Dira Shiny? If it's Osir, it's Osir. Especially according to some people, it's an Issa Daraisa. So we said that Dira Shiny means that therefore we went ahead. That's what motivated us to make the Surah's Takana this way, the Surah's Hadin. Chazar were Koveya, the Surah's Hadin, that there's only a Mazik if the Mazik exists because of Dira Shiny. Right? That's how we learned the Rabbeinu Gershon. Right? Anyone remember? Anyone? So if you say that, so that could fit into the Rush too. The Rush, you know, even though we're saying in Abaya, we're saying Rava. Rava is saying that there's only a chayiv if there's a real mazik of the ground, but that gufa could be because of Dira Shiny. In other words, Dira Shiny was the havana of why we made the din that way. You know, we're saying you're only chayiv when it's called Mara Mara. Why did they make the din that you're only chayiv? Right, that's how we went with Daik Rabbeinu Gershon. That Rabbeinu Gershon, after he says Dira Shiny, he says, and why is Bor Aser? Because of Komara Mara. We wonder, why does he repeat that over? So we said that because Dira Shiny was a motivation that we had to explain that Bor is different than everywhere else. Because in order to go ahead and have some, otherwise it'd be a steer in halacha. So then even in the maskana, the rock, you also could use Dira Shiny. Dira Shiny is because we want Dira Shiny to be mutter. That's why we said that you're only chayiv if there's a mazik. Now there's in Svara, we would have said like the old Rava. And it like the old Rava. And the reason why Rava said the new Rava is Gufa because of Dira Shiny. It's just like we learned in Rabbeinu Gershon. And it's Dira Shiny is the motivation for the Heter.
Well, we didn't know the new Rava the moment we said Dira Shiny. The new Rava
at the end, that the Rosh holds, and even at the end, when we come out with the new Rava, it's not shot that the Rava held that way in Zara per se, that you're not chayiv unless there's a massacre. Dira Shiny is what forced our hands to say that. Just like we said in the Rabbeinu Gershon. Dira Shiny means, the way we learn Rabbeinu Gershon is we want to be matter Dira Shiny. And we can't be matter Dira Shiny unless we're going to be consistent. So the only way we can be matter Dira Shiny is by, and yet Bor, we want to make Usher. So if you have to say that Bor is Usher because Komara Mara and you're being Nazik, something be a die. But if you're anything less than that is Mutter. So in order to matter Dira Shiny, we had a, because if not for Dira Shiny, we would have held like the old Rava, so to speak. Because part you're being Mazik the future. But Dira Shiny is a Siba why we formulated the halacha like the new Rava.
Why go on to that? Just say he holds like a Abaya and finish. Just don't use Dira Shiny if you're the Rush. Don't use Dira Shiny. You say it holds like a bai. It's not a kasha altogether. And that's why it's mutter. Why do you have to go all the way around to come back to the same halacha?
I said it because the Gemara says Deganami. So Deganami means the Gemara is proving that you have to come out to Dira Shiny. So therefore, the Rush knows from the Deganami. The Rush came out to Dira Shiny because the Gemara said Deganami. So the Rush knows that at the end of the day, you got to use Dira Shiny. The shaita that the Popura Charifta and the Sivis are bothered, but why the Maisa do you need it? So then the way we learned Rabbeinu Gershon, it would work out. Okay, I have to run. I have to give a
Musa. It's a little bit of an extension because this is Mamish touching up what's a Din Mazik. Even if he's not, it's touching up what's considered a Mazik.
Yeah, but
it's really the fundamentals.
Okay, but I really do have to run. Okay.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, I'm not giving Shia. Tomorrow, I'm going to be in New York, in Passaic. I don't know. And I have a wedding there.
So when are we back on? Sunday night?
Sunday night, and we're skipping to Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel, maybe being there, I'll try and send out an email.